Sitter Snippets is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith Esther Bas Yaakov. We last left off explaining Baruch Hu, that the Chazan invites the entire community to join him in sanctifying Hashem's name and showing him appreciation. It requires hazmana, kedusha. Any sacred act requires preparation, invitation, and we saw that in so many different areas. The kahal, the tzibur, responds in turn that Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, true, he's blessed, li olam vaed, and adds on, it should be forever and ever. Commitment to Hashem comes from the nature of our relationship. As we've spoken about, the brachas of Shema and Shema represent the next stage of a relationship, the stage of engagement, of commitment, of promise, of pledge towards one another. Why do we have these obligations? Shema, v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, that we show Hashem love. How? B'chol levavcha, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our finances, all of our resources, with deed, with action. Love of Hashem is not an adjective, it's a verb. It means we have to show that. Why? Where does our responsibility or obligation to show Hashem love, to live lives that reflect action and behavior of commitment? It comes because we are beneficiaries of dual status. On the one hand, we're part of the natural world, we're part of the natural order. Hashem, the Almighty, created the world. He created all kinds of creatures and all kinds of natural phenomena and all kinds of stars and constellations, animals and agriculture. And we, human beings, are part of that natural world. But more specifically, we also have an elevated status. We have a special designation. We are the Ama Nivchar. We are the chosen people. We are the choosing people. Because our great-grandfather Avram chose God, he in turn reciprocated and chose us and gave us great responsibility. And so the two brachas that precede Shema reflect these two themes. We're about to speak about Shema, our commitment, our responsibility, our love, the actions, the mission that we have. From where does that mission draw? Why do we bear that responsibility? Because Yotzer Oruvori Choshech, Hashem is the master of nature. He is the curator of the entire natural world. And as participants of that natural order, as parts of nature ourselves, we owe that responsibility. But moreover, the second bracha of Avarabba, Habocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, that second bracha, Hashem chose us. He's designated us. He tasked us with this holy mission. And therefore, the two brachas of Shema reflect the two drivers of this commitment of the responsibility that we have. The Helig B'nei Yisoscha, the great Rebbe, has a beautiful insight. He says, when we recite Shema, the Shema Shin Mem Ayin, the Ayin of Shema, Echad, the Dalet of Echad, the Ayin and the Dalet, of course, form the word Eid, which means a witness. When we say Shema, when we recite Shema, when we have mindfulness and intention when we say Shema, when we declare and affirm Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, we are accepting God's providence, we are accepting the unity, the oneness of His existence, we're giving testimony. Ayin of Shema and the Dalet of Echad, Eid, we are serving as a witness. But we know that when it comes to the laws of Eid, there's the laws of testimony, that as a witness, you can never lie. Moreover, as a witness, you can only testify to that which you know firsthand, to that which you saw. You can't give secondhand testimony. So when we say the Shema, by the time we get up to Shema, you can't talk about God, you can't give Eidus to His existence and His involvement in our life if we don't experience it, if we've never affirmed it, if we're not aware of it, if we're not thinking about it. And so the two brachas that precede Shema, we are affirming Hashem's uniqueness and oneness with first-hand personal testimony. We review Hashem's role in nature, Yotzer Or Avori Choshech, and then we talk about HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, His love for us, His people. And only then can we proclaim Shema. So in this section, the two brachas that precede Shema and then the Shema happen in the order that they do, so that by the time we say Shema, the Eidus is genuine. It's real. It's authentic. This is a testimony not of something we heard secondhand or read in a book. When we declare and when we accept Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the Ayin and the Dal, the Eidus, the Eid, when we're willing to be a witness to testify Hashem as the creator of heaven and earth, then it means we've looked around at the natural order, the natural world, and we see Hashem's guiding hand. It means we feel our responsibility as the Am HaNivchar, and therefore that testimony is most accurate and most true. The Alter Rebbe in his Tanya, in Perek Memtes, says that's why it's called Birchos Kriya Shema. It's not a Birchos HaMitzvah. We don't end the bracha, or we don't recite Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Tzivanu Likroes Shema. But rather, we have Yotzer Or and Avarabba. And yet the two brachas that don't mention Shema and are not formulated as a Birchas HaMitzvah on Shema are still called Birchos Kriya Shema. Why? Because these are the brachas that enable and empower Shema. In order for us to be valid witnesses, to give that testimony, to affirm that Hashem is the source behind all nature, that Hashem is the one who's tasked us with the responsibility to be the chosen people, we first have to recite these two brachas. They're the Birchos, the brachos that enable, that empower Kriya Shema. The author of Slobodka in his Orat Zofen mentions the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Samach Aleph demands that we say Shema bekavana, be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'zeya. When a person says Shema, you can't be casual, you can't be comfortable, you can't be distracted or thinking about other things. You have to be focused. You have to be filled with awe. You have to tremble when you say it. There's a God. He has expectations. He holds me accountable. Kabbalah's almochu shemayim. That's what Shema is all about. The Shulchan Aruch says a special emphasis has to happen to prepare ourselves, to be focused. The only part of davening which is d'oraisa, which is biblical. And not only to say it, but the manner, the posture, the mentality with which we say it. So the author says to arouse our hearts and souls to be prepared to most authentically have a Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, to accept the yoke of heaven, we have to review Hashem's greatness. He's Poa Gvuros, He's Osa Chadashos. We have to recite these two brachos so that when we say Shema, we're not just giving lip service, but in fact, we've reviewed His involvement in our life. We've seen His guiding hand in nature and more directly with us. And therefore, when we're ready to say this bracha, we'll say it most meaningfully.